Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that we can just come into your presence, Lord. What an honor and a privilege it is to be able to come to you through Jesus Christ. And because of his shed blood, Lord, that we can come to the throne with boldness. And so, Lord, I'm thankful this morning that we can come into your presence. And I pray, Lord, that you would open up our hearts and our minds. And I pray, Lord, that you would be with our seniors. Lord, I pray that you would be with all of our hearts as we think about them, as we lift them up, as we pray for them, as we walk alongside them. And Lord, let us see them as a treasure, as you see them. And Lord, I pray that you would help us, especially in this culture that we live in, to honor them the way that they should be honored. And let us see it from Scripture. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I got to tell you, I'm a little nervous. I got Dr. Robinson here. You don't know who he is. And I know every time I go visit a church, I don't like someone calling me out. But I'm doing it anyway, so he can dock my grade for it later. He taught my Greek class. So, and I told him, I'm in Leviticus. We're not any Greek, so... Picked the wrong Sunday. Not that I use a lot of Greek anyways, because I've broken a few teeth over the words, but we're trying, right? It's steps. I just want to thank him for his patience with me on trying to teach Greek. I know me and Janet Lee, another lady in the class, had so much trouble with trying to learn the language, just sounding out the words, and he is so patient and so kind, and I'm very grateful for that. This morning, I want to remember... We're thinking about Memorial Day weekend. We want to remember those who we served with and fought for our country. And I say that because I served for 22 years in the Air Force. And a lot of those members, especially the security forces that I served with, they're always on my heart and mind. And I knew some of them. I know some of them that have given their lives. So I've always will think about them. And so I hope you would stop and think tomorrow about the veterans who gave their lives. And I know we have a lot of veterans in here that have served our country. And so I'm thankful for all of them, and I just want to continue to lift them up in prayer and strength, especially those who are deployed and those who have lost loved ones. This morning we're celebrating our seniors. And we've started this several years ago when Pastor Neely and Joni started here. They would serve a lunch. The two of them would cook a lunch for all the seniors. And we kind of expanded that a little bit more to involve everybody in the church. Every May, we have done this since I've been here. And so we want to continue the tradition of taking care of and walking along our seniors. And I like to call them our golden saints, because that's what they are to me. They're my golden saints. And they have walked before me, and I call them that because they have walked before me and set an example for me. I got this from when I was very young, living with my grandmother, and the first church I pastored was Northside Baptist Church, which was 16 widows. And I learned a lot about pastoring in this little church up in Yuba City. 16 widows and one deacon, and they were all elderly. And I remember when I first went there, they're all advanced in age, and everybody thought I was nuts for going there. But I felt God calling me to this little church. People would tell me that I had three young boys, and they said, there's not a youth group there. Why would you take somebody, your kids, there when there's no youth group? But I was encouraged by a mentor at the time who was also a senior saint, a retired pastor himself. And because I had no former training and preaching and being in front of people, he said, you go to Northside. Steve, go. And serve those widows. And you can lay an egg in the pulpit and they will still love you. And that's exactly what happened a lot of Sundays. I remember grabbing that podium like it was a ship that was sinking. I think you can still pull my fingerprints off the podium. Just like this, I'd grab it and hang on. But I learned there, and they loved on me. They loved on my family. And even though most of them would fall asleep halfway through it, it was all right. I learned to bang on a podium and make a little noise. But they were patient with me. And they loved on me. And they loved on my family. And you know what? I think my sons learned more in that little church than they have anywhere else. Because they learned that serving in a church was a lot more important than going there because it's a club or a gathering to have fun. They learned how to serve. They were the ushers. And Jacob got in trouble one time for wearing shorts. One of the widows didn't like that. We learned that, but we served there. I tell you this because I've learned so much about serving and loving our seniors by serving them. And I learned from them by watching their example. They were very giving there. I remember when Katrina hit, and I, spur of the moment, asked for them to give. This was 16 widows. We might have had 20 people in the church, and they gave $1,100 that day. Now, I knew all of them were on fixed income, and I knew for a fact some of them were going to go without buying any food that week, but they gave. And that's the example that I saw. Some of them came and cleaned the church every week despite their physical limitations. Melise Allgood, who is 92 now, I used to call her Knuckles, because when she drove, that's all you saw. And old Knuckles would show up every Sunday, every Saturday, and she would clean that church. And it didn't matter how she felt. Her and someone else would be there. She'd list people to help her, but she'd clean that church every Saturday. It didn't matter what was going on in her life. And she served at the Gleaners until she physically was unable to. Her husband, Noah, dropped dead in the docks loading a truck by a mass heart attack. And Melise was there the next week still working. That's just the attitude. It's just how they were. That's what you did. I've learned from them. And they helped shape me into the man I am today. And this has been the case for my whole life. And needless to say, I have a soft spot for seniors. And I think the church needs to reflect that, and because I think God's eyes and hearts are with them. Our saints are a living treasure. And I think God sees them in the same way. So I want you to open up your Bibles to Leviticus 19. And I did say Leviticus. We're so used to reading everything out of the New Testament. There is a whole part of the Bible that most of us don't even pay attention to. And Leviticus is one of those books that none of us really like to read through. We get stuck in the law and we can't understand it. And so why work through it, right? I've had the same attitude myself, so I'm just saying. I know from experience. But Scripture reveals to us, especially in the Old Testament, we see a lot of times that God's heart and mind is revealed, and the character of God is shown to us in the way that he lays out his law. What matters to God? He reveals himself to us, and it's important that we understand what is on God's heart. So what does Scripture say about the elderly? What are we supposed to do with them? I mean, how are we supposed to treat them? How are we supposed to act towards them? I mean, the Bible tells us these things. And so looking at Leviticus 19, and I know this is going to be something you've probably never heard anything out of Leviticus. From the beginning, looking at just at the beginning of Leviticus, let's just go through and just quickly see, and you'll see some of the things in Leviticus that you're familiar with. Looking from the beginning, there's principles here that are echoed all through the New Testament. In verse 2, we see, "Be holy, because I, Yahweh, your God, is holy." Remember, Jesus said, be holy because I am holy. Where do you think he got it from? Right here in Leviticus. Honor your mother and father. Do not make idols for yourself. You can just run your finger down and just see the different things. We also get from this chapter, provide for the foreigner, for the poor. Don't steal and don't lie. Care for the deaf and blind, the handicapped. We're to take care of them. Those are principles that we learned right here in Leviticus. Be just. Don't hate. Don't take revenge. Verse 18, maybe you're familiar with this. But love your neighbor as yourself. Obey God and his statutes. Protect the young women from sexual sin, which is a whole nother sermon in itself. Do not consult mediums or spirits. Care for the foreigner and your land, because they were once foreigners. You were once foreigners in Egypt. And tucked in between these two verses, 31 and 33, is verse 32, which says this: you are to rise in the presence of the elderly and honor the old. Fear your God. I am Yahweh. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think there's a link between verse 31 and 32 and 33, and I'll tell you why. But before we get there, firstly, God tells us to rise in the presence of the elderly. When I was in the military, I was taught that anytime somebody of respect was to come into a room, a commander, a ranking sergeant, or anything like that, you were to get off your butt. Stand up. Show respect. You did that because it was honor. You showed them honor. When I was growing up, my mother, when someone older that we didn't know that came to the house, everybody stood up. We didn't just sit there. That's something we all need to get back to, I think, in a lot of ways, is showing respect to people who deserve respect. And that's what he says. He says, stand up. The literal translation of this is you should rise before the gray-haired. I like that because I'm getting gray-haired. Pastor Neely, with me around for the last 7 years, is white-haired now. But he's earned, the Proverbs tells us, a gray head is considered the crown of glory. And I'm working on mine. And some of you have that already. We're to show honor and respect to the elderly. Respect for the age was a predominant feature in the ancient Near East, especially in societies on the ground. It was based on the ground that age and wisdom went hand to hand. And they have been around a lot longer. They have learned to walk with God. And they were to be respected for it. But also, we know as we grow older, we become more vulnerable. We have to be protected. We can't protect ourselves as much as we used to. And we need help. People need to care for us. The opportunity to care for us, as Pastor Neely so reminded us today. One of the reasons we learned last week that God was so angry and was going to destroy Judah, one of the primary reasons, or one of the many reasons, is because they didn't care for the defenseless anymore. And it says you didn't plead the case of the widow in Isaiah 1:17. The way that we care for the elderly and care for the people who are defenseless, the innocent, reflects upon our country and our culture and us as a people. It reflects the heart of the people. And when we look at Judah's heart there in Isaiah, their hearts were so far from God that they no longer cared about the elderly. And so God was going to rebuke them. We see here, but here in verse, here's another thought that I had when you look at verse 31. As you look at that, verse 31 and 32. In verse 31, we see people are told not to consult the spirits. They were doing something there. And in verse 33, we see take care of the foreigners. And in the middle of this, 32 is right in the middle of these two verses. So what is happening here And why is it important? And what would happen if Israel stopped honoring the elderly? And here is what I think is happening here. And here's the thought, and I think that's why this verse is tucked between the two. When people stop listening to the elderly, they stop looking to them for wisdom. And the people would turn to other sources of wisdom. Remember, it was from the parents and from the grandparents and uncles and family members that they learned about God. Remember, it comes out of Deuteronomy 6, 5, and 7, which says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and with all your strength. These words that I am giving you today are to be on your heart. And then it says this, it says, repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you sit in your house and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. It was a responsibility of the parents and the family to teach the word of God to their children. And that's what they did in the culture. The whole culture was centered around that. It was from all these that went before them that they would learn what to do and how to follow God. And they were to be the guides throughout their whole life. And when the people stopped respecting them, when the people stopped listening to them, and they stopped following their example, they would seek wisdom from other sources. And in this case, mediums and spiritualists. Think about that for a moment. The second part of this is how to love your neighbor as yourself. Caring for foreigners in the land. The elderly were the link to their past. They were the history books for the people. And they were to learn from them. The reason that they were to treat the foreigner fairly is because they themselves were once foreigners in Egypt. And it was the older folks that would learn and known about the history of their nation and where they came from. And they were to remember that they too were once slaves in a nation. And when a foreigner was in and amongst them, to remember where they came from and to treat them the way that they would want to be treated. This is still true for us today. These principles are still here for us. We have much to learn from those who have gone before us, from their many life experiences and the witness that they have of God caring for and around in their lives. We can learn from their wisdom and be encouraged by them, especially when we face adversity in our lives. I can't tell you how many times I've relied on the senior saints, especially I have this man up here. For 7 years, he's been my mentor and he's been my pastor. And I have other older gentlemen and women in my life that help feed me in so many ways. When I face a problem, difficulties, there's just so many things. As a pastor, I think about all the different things I've come across. Pastor Neely has always been there to give me some kind of words of wisdom, something that I can lean on, something to help me get through it. But how many of you have somebody in your life that is older that you lean on? Because you lean on them because they remember where you've come from. They know what has happened in the past. They've experienced it. They have lived it. How do you talk to somebody that's gone through a death if you haven't experienced a death? They have experienced those things. They have experienced struggles, marriage, raising kids. I think about all the phone calls with my mom and my grandma. I think about all those things. Anytime kids act up and they go through the different stages of life, who are you on the phone with? You want to talk to somebody who's been there, done that, seen it. At least get some kind of encouragement to get me through it. Secondly, history. They have history. They are a link to our past. We can learn from the past mistakes as a country, as a people. They are the link to the generations that have gone before us. They've seen things that we've never seen. Think about somebody who's 99. Think of someone who's 98 right now. They've gone from the horse buggy to the internet. Literally. In one lifetime. That's an amazing thought to me. And the things that you can learn from them. They've seen that and experienced. And there are history books. They're full of the knowledge of where we've been, and they're pointing us to where we're heading. They can show us. Our seniors should be honored and protected, respected, cared for, because they are truly a treasure. And most importantly, because God says so emphatically. Did you notice how he closed out this statement? Fear your God, I am Yahweh. He uses two names for himself there, the writer does. All through Leviticus 19, God says this statement, I am Yahweh. But here, he says, fear God, I am Yahweh. The writer here uses the name Elohim, which is the creator God, who established and rules the universe and is the object of worship. And then he uses his proper name, Yahweh. It is the name that he gave Moses on the mountain. He is saying here, fear me because I am mighty. I am God Almighty, the Creator, and I am the covenant God who is with you. Because of that, you are to rise in the presence of the gray hairs. You are to honor them and respect them because they are mine. That's how I see that. In light of this, I want to encourage you to go out of your way. I know for some of you, that's a huge leap. And it goes both ways. Because I see it, in our church, we're really blessed because we have older folks and younger folks. And I also see the walls. I know they're there. I know it's hard to reach out to a younger folks because you just don't even understand why their face is in a little gadget all the time. Right? And then looking in the other way, it's like, why would you want to talk to somebody who doesn't even know what a cell phone is? It goes both ways. But I want to challenge you and I want to encourage you to find somebody, even today as we go have our lunch and as we gather, or somebody that's in your life that's older than you, I want you to plug into them and I want you to get to know them. I want to challenge you to do that. And I don't care how old you are, there's someone older than you. So I want to challenge you to find someone who's older than you and to get connected with them. Sound good? All right. I hope that you will see the elderly different. Not as something that's lost its usefulness, as our culture seems to do. Something that is outdated and can't be updated. And needs to be discarded. Because I feel sometimes that's how our society is. Just go to a retirement home. And just feel it. I hope you'll see them the way that God sees them. And I pray that you'll take the time to get to know them and to listen to the same story over and over again. It's okay. It's all right. Just love on them. To love them and respect them and treasure who they are as a person.